Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 9th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's our guide. We are convinced the brilliant checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, the solution to the problems we face, nothing can stop a good, honest, moral people who believe in their God and are self-governed, obedient to his commandments. If we don't do those things, we turn our back on that, we've got nothing but grief ahead. If we do those things, we have nothing but blessings ahead. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of the broadcast that took place on, well, I guess I should say yesterday. Then we'll get into news the networks refuse to use today, as we always do. We talked about Trump. Was it a huge mistake, or is he showing true colors when he endorses insider Paul Ryan? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that, Paul. Media operation, quote, get Trump. That's what they're doing now. Every single mainstream press news service attacking Trump relentlessly. Is it theater or is it real attacks, huh? I submit to you that it's theater still. Nobody's really taking off the gloves. Not even the Donald. Despite claim, Trump campaign says that it barred Paul Ryan's challenger from the rally. Alexandra Jaff wrote the article. It turns out that the challenger didn't have a ticket. Donald probably should have let him in. Another sideshow fiasco, if you ask my opinion. Today is Tuesday. Voting will happen today. Will Paul Ryan make the cut? Will we get toppled? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball, too. Communist Party unites behind Hillary. WorldNet Daily, the Communist Party doesn't even need to run their own candidates for office anymore. The Democrats are doing just fine. We also talked about the Amish. They're backing Trump, not the Amish. The Amish backing Donald Trump. The American Psychiatric Association urging their members to stop calling Donald Trump mentally ill. Russia Today, you just shouldn't do that without a diagnosis. ABC cuts live stream when Donald Trump starts talking about Hillary's support for ISIS. Coincidence? Believe it or not, coverage flipped to background music as Trump labels Clinton founder of Islam State. Paul Joseph Watson with that piece. Voting, not a priority for the Amish community. The estimated 70,000 Amish in Pennsylvania could be an incredible power voting bloc, but they don't like to vote. Imagine the headline. Amish dairy farmer says, America is like Sodom and Gomorrah. Boy, is there truth to that. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we talked about traditional marriage hero Roy Moore, headed to the governor's mansion. Really? His popularity with the GOP surges amid a political firestorm, writes Bob Unruh, WorldNet Daily. Sadly, Salem Radio News, a Christian news service, didn't even talk about traditional marriage or the hero. They just talked about there'll be a problem with Roy Moore. Hopefully, Kurt can look up and get some details. That court case was supposed to be yesterday. We also talked about no one wants a woman president as they try to mock the Amish. The mainstream press all out to just mock these conservative Christian people. What a disgrace. Sorry, Jack, it's time for Twitter to find a buyer. I don't see why Jack Dorsey needs to find a buyer for Twitter. All Twitter's got to do is make a couple of subtle tweaks, make a couple of changes, and become more profitable. It could be done easily. They could hire Sam Bushman. I could help him get things squared away. Jack, if you need some help, call me, buddy. Supreme Court rules against open bathrooms, WorldNet Daily. That's a good news piece. Time will tell where it goes, but remember, the Supreme Court doesn't make law, folks. Donald is going to propose a moratorium on financial regulations, repeal estate taxes, and make all child care expenses tax deductible. That's a mixed bag, if you ask me. We'll get into the economics of Donald Trump's proposed plan on Monday. We also talked about the questionable health condition of Hillary Clinton should be a major 2016 campaign discussion. Now, a lot of people are saying, Sam, you guys all got schnookered on that one. A lot of those photos released and peddled around the internet were from earlier times. They weren't even from when you think they were from. They're not immediate. One was back in February, one in 2011, one in 2009. I get it. I never once said they were from this current event this week or anything. All I'm telling you is there's been rumors of health problems for Hillary. And I predicted that Hillary's going to go to a doctor. She's going to get an all-clear bill of health. You watch. But we should really talk about the health of people when it comes to the elections. Indiana Pacers point guard. The guy's name is Jeff Teague. Teague, I think that's how you say it. He's made $35 million. He explains why he's living in his parents' basement for a year. Now, the mainstream press is absolutely negligent on this one. I commend Jeff. He actually gave his parents his house so they could be debt-free. He then wants to stay with them because he has a year left in his contract and he doesn't know where he'll end up. And he's saying, you know what, why not just put my things there? I travel so much. When I come back, at least I can spend time with my parents. The suggestion that he's kind of in the basement, he is, but they're making it sound like the guy's blown all his money or he's somehow a negligent young adult. It's all completely bogus, folks. They asked him if the parents got the master bedroom. They asked him if they give him a curfew. They're just goofy. I think they should be talking about how he wants to spend time with his parents, how he generously gave his parents a house. I don't even get it. Anytime you do anything good, these people are just absolutely abusive. And anytime something's evil or perverted, they just love it. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Still available on demand in your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel or at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. That is thepowermall.com. Ask them about Numana. Incredible food deals. 10% off and more. Thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. Or simply smile and dial 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You want to take a free vigor test? What the heck's that, you ask? All right, well, look, if you're tired, run down, depressed, discouraged, you just can't handle all your tasks, you know what? You might need a vigor test to find out where you are. Then with natural health and healing solutions, you can increase your vigor or your energy levels. How would you like less depression, less frustration, less anger, less discouragement and confusion, and replace all that with a cheerful disposition and have energy to back it up, huh? All right, to learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Kurt Cosby, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, my friend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I know everybody expects us to talk about the Donald starting off, Kurt, but I'm not going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to skip that.
I think we already did.
Oh, whoops. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to talk about, everybody's talking about the Donald. You just can't help it. You can't even talk without talking about Donald now, Kurt. Mm-hmm. But Walmart's in the news. And it's not so favorable, Kurt. You know, for half of our lifetimes almost, Kurt, we've been told that Walmart just has the perfect blueprint for success, the answer for everything, man. Walmart, everybody's trying to be like Walmart. That was yesteryear, my friend. Walmart is buying Jet.com. They're buying a company that's a year old, Kurt, for $3.3 billion. No joke. That's the largest deal ever for an e-commerce company, Kurt. The world's largest retailer is turning to somebody else's technology and talent. Because they know they've been beat, Kurt. Mm-hmm. No joke. Jet.com is taking the world by storm, my friend, and they're slaughtering. Here's the bottom line. Amazon was doing so well. Walmart just couldn't keep up with the online retailer. Jet.com doing very well. And so Amazon fighting off almost the whole world, it seems. But Walmart saying, if we get Jet.com, maybe we'll learn from somebody else's talent and technology how to do online business. And maybe we can compete with Amazon.
Hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
No joke. Got that going on. Everybody turning against Trump, it seems. But it's all a big lie. We'll tell you about that coming up as well. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt on your favorite news the networks refuse to use. Hard-hitting talk radio station.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I personally think these companies that are getting bigger and bigger and bigger at every turn, banks and companies just getting massive. I mean, just imagine Jet, a one-year-old company, being purchased for $3.3 billion. That's a lot of money, folks. That added to Walmart. Only so Walmart can possibly compete against Amazon. I think we're going the wrong direction in America. You know, the founders were very concerned about massive corporations. And you got banks too big to fail. Now they're saying Hillary is a politician is too big to fail. Now you're going to have Amazon and Walmart too big to fail. One of the geniuses of America was the small business owner. Small business due to regulation getting absolutely beat to death. I mean, even a company like Twitter, they're saying, oh, man, you're a buyout prospect, you know? You only have literally millions and millions and millions of users, but, you know, you're just not big enough to play ball, you know? You're not, quote, profitable enough to play ball. See, these people are crazy. And they're creating an environment, in my opinion, that is full of absolute moral hazard. All right, Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, announced on Monday that she would not vote for Donald Trump in the presidential election, Kurt. You want to respond to that?
I guess I would just say it's probably just one more of those, you know, kind of insider king
exactly.
women, I guess, in this
She
case,
was never but, a real conservative constitutional Republican in the first place, Kurt. In fact, what we need to do is create the rallying cry for, you know, this lady to leave the Republican Party entirely. Why don't you just go join the Democrats, Susan of Maine? Susan Collins, you were never really a Republican anyway. You're kind of one of those rhinos and you got to go. But now, again, looks like 50 from the GOP are declaring Trump a security risk, Kurt. This is interesting to say the least. 50 of the nation's they claim, quote, most senior Republican national security officials. By the way, many of them are former top aides or cabinet people for Bush. Has signed a letter declaring that Donald J. Trump lacks the character, values, and experience to be president. Now, I don't mean to be offensive, Kurt, but these people are absolutely goofy.
Yep.
Let me tell you why. We can run around and say Donald is not fit to be the president. But, Kurt, compared to who?
Yeah, good point.
Are we comparing to Hillary? And you're really telling me these yahoos that supported Bush, one of the great builders of ISIS, his father, Prescott Bush, was in the eugenics movement during World War II and tied up with the Nazis? The George Bush dad that said, read my lips, no new taxes. The guy that destroyed the Reagan legacy. The guy that used to work for the CIA himself. That family. The family where the next Bush got us into the, 9/11 deception and then created a war after it. And then found out there was no evidence for his deceptive claims. That guy, that family. They're going to run around and tell you that Trump is a national security risk against Hillary? Now, they say that Trump would put at risk our country's national security and well-being. This is the guy that's put us into a couple of decade warmongering position based on a lie, Kurt. This is the guy who ratcheted up the spying on every American and claimed he didn't. Claimed it was, well, just political dissidents in foreign lands had to do it because of terrorism. But then it turns out it was all of us and it was a lie. This is the guy that ratcheted up, what, torture, Kurt?
That's
in the term of waterboarding and all this kind of stuff? This is the guy that didn't even hardly show his face after 9/11 happened. He left Dick Cheney in the war room and hid out. That guy? Really? Now, they say Trump, the officials warn, would be the most reckless president in American history, Kurt.
It's not reckless to do what they've been doing.
No.
But now it's reckless to
I mean, these people are absolutely ignorant. Now, then they finally say this, Kurt. I mean, it's just icing on the cake. It's just...
It's what typically happens. They're going to accuse you of doing exactly what they've been doing.
Yeah.
And that's what you're seeing here.
So this letter they wrote says that Mr. Trump would weaken the United States' moral authority, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, they even questioned his knowledge of and belief in the United States Constitution, Kurt.
Oh, boy, there you go.
What are these crazy people talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It says that he demonstrates repeatedly that he has little understanding of the nation's vital interests. Mm. It's complex diplomatic challenges. It's indispensable alliances. What?
Yeah, foreign alliances.
And democratic values in which our American policy should be based. Democratic values? Mm-hmm. What about republic values, Kurt?
Yeah, what about American values?
Oh, what about constitutional values? What about God's moral values?
Wow.
Now, of course, late Monday, the Donald struck back, Kurt.
Oh, Donald's striking back. Oh.
He said the signatories of the letters were the ones people should look to understand why the world's a mess.
Them, their boys who signed it. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they have all these high-level names that served as this and served as that. Are these the guys that got us in war after war after war after war? We've literally had, what, hot spots across the globe for our whole lifetimes, Kurt? Perpetual war?
Yep. Don't want to pass up a good war. It's good for the economy, you know?
Now, they're going off on this. They wouldn't sign the letter, Kurt, yesterday. Not literally, but, you know, back in March, because they just didn't feel like it was warranted. But after the Donald joked about Russia hacking and getting Clinton's emails, then they decided this is serious now.
Oh, yeah. Serious.
They say that Trump has alarmed our closest allies with erratic behavior. He cannot take criticism.
Uh-huh. It's amazing, you know, these guys seem to be, you know, act like or say they're big, Democratic opposers, right? And yet, you know, I've not heard them say this stuff about Obama, you know, that I could remember.
Well, but, exactly,
you know,
the
Trump,
point.
He's an evil dude, you know.
Now, here's my idea. I don't know how serious Donald is about a lot of his initiatives and a lot of his discussion points, because if you watch him over the years, he'll say one thing and then back off and then do another, and, you know, he'll almost
like
say
a
or do.
Standard politician.
Yeah. Exactly right. So I don't know if he'll get those things done, but Kurt, what if he does half of what he says?
Yeah.
What if he does half of what he says?
A whole lot more than what we've been getting done from the Republicans.
Exactly right. And you just pray it's the good half, don't you?
Good point.
I'm just saying, compared to what are we talking about? Donald says, I'm going to lower taxes, folks. I'm going to simplify the tax system, and I'm going to lower taxes. I'm going to shift a lot of the tax burden to import taxes. Could that be bad? I don't see how. That's the Constitution, folks.
Good point.
And these guys run around saying he doesn't understand the Constitution. The Donald says he'd leave a lot of these things to the states. Isn't that constitutional, too?
I think so.
A quick pause, ladies and gentlemen.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
A secretive $240 million proposal to bring a Facebook satellite facility to West Jordan, Utah, has prompted concerns from taxpayer advocates and some civic officials, reports the Deseret News. The West Jordan development, called Project Discus, would use tax incentives and rebates and special concessions regarding water use to establish a 230-acre, 550,000-square-foot data center within a nearly 1,700-acre area. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams contends that an examination of the incentives shows that we will be paying the company anywhere from $2.4 million to $3.4 million per job, depending on how many jobs they bring in. That really gives me concern. Are we really doing something good for the taxpayer, or is it too costly? You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, Fairfax County, Virginia has a median household income of nearly $110,000, making it the second wealthiest county in the United States. Fairfax City Mayor Richard Silverthorne, who also works as a substitute school teacher, appears to have supplemented his income as a methamphetamine dealer. Silverthorne and two alleged suppliers were arrested last week in what was described as a meth-for-sex scheme. Silverthorne told the Washington Post that the arrest followed a terrible year for me, an allusion to his losing a job as a recruiter for the National Association of Manufacturers, and a bank foreclosure on his home. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
It's gotten so bad, everybody's piling on against Trump. They're melting down, to say the least. But now there's a former CIA official. The guy's name is Evan McMullen. He's now got a challenge. They say challenge Trump with an independent presidential bid. Now, here's the problem that I've got with this, Kurt. Why is this Evan McMullen challenging Trump with an independent bid, but not challenging Hillary with his independent bid? Did you ever think about that? How does that work? You got the Republicans, you got the Democrats, and then you got this Evan McMullen guy out there. He's on an independent ticket, I guess, but they say he's challenging Trump. Does that make any sense, Kurt?
Well, as far as I know, Hillary is on the, she's got a little ticket to the big dance. And so if this guy's trying to get in there, he could be taking votes. That's what they always say, taking votes from her, right, as well.
Well, they make you believe that he'd only take votes from the Trump, but the fact is, this guy would take probably more votes from Hillary than from Trump. Now, in the state of Utah, it might be different because this guy's a Mormon. But, Kurt, do we know anything about this Evan guy? I mean, a former CIA guy, first off, doesn't impress me much.
No.
Now, I'm not saying you can't be a CIA guy and be a good guy, but it would be rare.
Yeah.
How do you stay in the CIA?
The good CIA guys and the bad CIA guys, you know.
Well, I bet you do, but the good CIA guys are pretty much shielded from a lot of that black op money and weapons and drugs and whatever going on. But how much do you know about this guy? The story goes on to say we really know nothing about this guy except for he has been in Republican circles. And it may be the answer that the Republican insiders are looking for. Under the guise of trying to stand up for the Constitution and everything else. Now, if Evan's serious, why didn't he just back Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley, Kurt?
It's a great question,
Sam. It says this guy's already missed a bunch of states to be on the ballot, but he's marching forward anyway. Why not just help out the Constitution Party and stand for some real constitutionalists that understand? I'd like to get a hold of this Evan McMullen guy. and see if we could talk some sense into the guy. And I appreciate him trying to run, but an independent ticket, he used to be a Republican, we don't know much about him, why not just back the Constitution Party folks then?
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Maybe he could be the guy in charge of abolishing the CIA when Daryl Castle and Scott Bradley take their oaths of office. That's the first thing they could do.
Yep, good point.
All right, there's new signs in Wisconsin, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and I guess they're celebrating this big day today is the, voting day there in Wisconsin. The two Pauls, you got the Paul Nayland guy, and you got Paul Ryan, the big hero of the Constitution from the, the insider's view, at least. Anyway,
I find the signs comical, personally.
Yeah.
He's freaking great.
I thought somebody's having fun, but they call them campaign signs that are trolling Paul Ryan. Now, a troll is not typically, a welcome kind of thing, and I guess that's the situation here. You got guys putting up signs that say, "International Bankers for Paul Ryan." Or one like this says, "Wages are too high. Vote Paul Ryan." Another one, "Keep our borders open. Vote Paul Ryan."
I like this one. Anyway. "Wages are too high. Vote Paul Ryan."
Yeah. And that's some. Anyway.
Funny.
Just fun stuff. And I guess in the article, this is a Breitbart piece, by the way. You got the signs, they've been spotted throughout Ryan's district. They tell you where, unless you're from there, like our buddy that called in yesterday, you wouldn't know, but the dateline is Janesville, Wisconsin. What they did is they resemble the same lettering and coloring of Ryan's official campaign signs. They got to make this against the law, don't you think, Sam? Ryan has been one of Congress's, they say, most vocal advocates for open borders, trade, and immigration policies. Ryan was President Obama's partner in pushing to fast-track the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He's called for an open-door immigration system. Bottom line is he's previously even explained the U.S. needs to import low-skilled foreign labor in order to help corporations keep wages low. Yeah. Now the other Paul running against him is running to unseat Ryan in the open primary today.
Can I just tell you something?
And he's
I just hope and pray he gets it done.
Yeah, amen to that. He said he's not a conservative from the conservative wing of the Republican Party. That's what he said Paul Ryan isn't, but rather is a soulless globalist from the Democrat wing of the Uniparty. That's great stuff.
Wages are too high. Vote Paul Ryan. Keep our borders open. Yeah. Vote Paul Ryan.
Yeah, he said Paul Ryan was grown in a Petri dish in D.C. He's absolutely an open borders guy. Through and through, he is all in for the cheapest possible labor for Wall Street. That's what Paul Ryan is for, he says. Paul Ryan's in for Paul Ryan. Can you name the last time Paul Ryan worked as hard for Wisconsin workers as he has for corporate America? I can't. I can't think of one time, this guy says. Good point.
Yeah, great point. Moving on to another tidbit that I find interesting. Parents of two Americans killed in Benghazi are now suing Hillary Clinton, Kurt.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now, this story will be, heard in very few places, Sam. I'm telling you that, the NBC guys and the CBS and the Fox, or well, even Fox, I think, the CNNs, they're just not going to have time for this story. There's a lot of things to cover. You got like a little pig in Nebraska or something like that. There just won't be space. for a story like this, right, see?
Yeah, they're basically directly blaming her for the death of their children, saying that it was her negligence that caused it, Kurt.
Yeah, well.
Of course, that all the lawsuits against Donald Trump will be allowed to move forward. Any lawsuit against Hillary won't be allowed to move forward until after the elections, don't you know?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, it's crazy. Hillary getting a pass on everything. I look at the news, Kurt, and every bit of it is negative to Trump, positive to Hillary. You know, they just dismiss everything. They dismiss Barack Obama sending $400 million to Iran via money laundering. They just dismiss that. Just sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, no space to cover that.
But what baffles me the most is even the Republicans aren't. Where the heck is Rand Paul?
Yeah.
Where the heck is Mike Lee? Where the heck is Ron Paul?
Sometimes you wonder if they're trying to speak up, but nobody's listening.
Well, that really can't be true because I've given them my phone number as many times as I can think.
Yep. And, you know, I mean, it seems like they could find, you know, they could put out the word to Joyce Riley, Alex Jones. I mean, you know, there's
even Donald could get to Alex Jones, Kurt. Donald talked to Alex Jones on the air.
Yeah. There you go.
And if you say, well, we can't stoop to that media, then just use some of your surrogates. You know, send little Donnie Jr. over. Kurt? Oh, yeah. They did that once, too. So the idea that they can't get a hold of us is just not true. What, Donald Jr. can get a hold of Sam Bushman, but Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Mike Lee can't, Kurt?
Good
we buying that one? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, there's a lot of people talking about Donald Trump's economic plan. I want to talk about it more. Headline says, key Trump aide explains exactly how economic plan might play out. Now, the reason this is interesting is because they're just beating Donald up saying, oh, everything he says is just off the charts crazy. He attacks everybody. But now Donald's really doubling and tripling down on policy. He launched a policy discussion on Monday with his incredible economic speech, what, in Detroit? Mm-hmm. And the mainstream press still talking about last week and yesteryear discussions of divisions while Donald's trying to talk about economics and a solution to the problems we face in America, Kurt.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so the mainstream press stuck on stupid, ladies and gentlemen. I'm serious. These ignoramuses are still talking about Donald and last week and the arguments. They claim they want Donald to get over it, quit attacking people, and talk policy. Then whenever he does, these people are stuck on stupid and can't get past it. It's psychotic, folks. If we want to talk about who has brain damage, it's the mainstream press. Let's talk about this for a minute, Kurt. Let's get to the facts. Key Trump aide explains how the economic plan might play out. USA Today. Good for them for writing the piece. They're not very fair, but at least they wrote it. Mm-hmm. Okay, first off, we're talking about an interview that one of the USA Today writers did with economic advisor to the Trump campaign, Stephen Moore, Kurt. He's the distinguished visiting fellow at the Institute for Economic Freedom and Opportunity. He's with the Heritage Foundation, Kurt. Question, what will Trump propose? Well, he already did on Monday, by the way. But at the heart of the plan, Kurt, is a 15% corporate tax rate. That's down from the current rate of 35%. Let me say that again. At the heart of the plan is a 15% corporate tax rate. That's down from the current 35%, Kurt.
What do you think that's going to do for those guys like Google and all these guys overseas with all that money?
Well, we're going to get to that. You're exactly 100,000% on target, Kurt. That's exactly the point Trump and his advisors make. But I'm telling you right now, everybody pays around 14, 15% anyway. Remember when they exposed the tax returns of Mitt Romney? He was paying right around that anyway, Kurt.
That's right.
You know what? We get rid of all the loopholes, and it solves that. We will almost overnight go from one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world to one of the lowest.
Yeah.
That would bring a lot of jobs and businesses back to the United States. And then, of course, there'll be a middle-class tax cut, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Every time we met with Donald, says this advisor, Donald has said, I want this oriented toward the individual. We want to help the middle class and financially stressed out families. We're running the numbers now, and the average middle-class family will save anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000 a year on their federal income tax alone, Kurt. It eliminates the estate tax. It eliminates the marriage penalty. It eliminates the alternative minimum tax. Also, it's much simpler. About 90% of Americans would no longer have to itemize their deductions, getting rid of an absolute nightmare of paperwork and stress. You wouldn't have to keep track of all your receipts on purchases, on charitable deductions, etc. Because most people would just take the generous standard deduction. Well, then the question comes up, how do you pay for it, you know? Says the inquirer here. How do you cut taxes and not drive up the deficit? Well, first of all, now, this is interesting. First of all, it's surprising how little the corporate tax actually raises. It's not even a huge revenue rater for the United States government. Why? Because a lot of companies don't even pay anything because there's so many loopholes in the system. And I used the tax return of Mitt Romney to prove the point. Yeah. What we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to put tariffs at the borders. And we're going to renegotiate our trade agreements to be fair. What do you think of that? We got a very bad tax system, one that's complicated. There's money overseas that we could get back, and it would be an economic absolute boom for this country, the advisor says. We bring American dollars back. There's plenty of money overseas, folks. We just got to make it so, or not so abusive to do so. You bring all that money back, you drop the taxes, you get rid of the loopholes, we're off to the races. In fact, this is the way most other countries already tax their businesses anyway. So we're going to switch to what he calls a border adjustable tax system, Kurt. That'll help our exports and reduce the trade deficit. What about the regulation side of it? Well, we've got a group of CEOs from Fortune 500 companies that they talk about this. We've got to reduce the regulations on these companies. It's not even the tax dollars that's killing these companies. It's the belligerent, out-of-control, never-ending regulations, says the advisor. Then the questioner says, well, some people say that it would cost $10 trillion for Trump's tax plan. Won't all this break the bank? The advisor says, you're crazy. When we generate economic growth, bring in all this money, lower taxes, there'll be so much bigger of a pie. We are also considering a sort of repatriation tax where companies are charged a small amount to bring in the $2 trillion overseas back home. There you have it, Kurt. Mm-hmm. It goes on and on and on and on. We need to pitch that Hillary hasn't a clue and Donald is the agent for change, says the advisor. Now, I bring this up to say, Kurt, I'm not telling you it's exactly what I would do, but Donald's probably listening to Liberty Roundtable. Think how close that is to what you and I have been saying.
It's a great point.
It's incredibly close. It's close to your transactional tax. It directly relates to the tariff tax at the borders that I've been talking about, bringing back that $2 trillion, repatriating that money. In fact, I would submit that you just have no taxes on bringing the money back. Zero. Bring it in, baby, and let's prosper.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Prosper 1.0? We're just getting started, baby. Hillary, we're taking off the gloves. You having an economic clue? Now, Donald is starting to surround himself with people that I'm not so sure he ought to. But if you're going to, I don't know what to say. If you're going to have a chance, Kurt, then you got to do some of this. But now the mainstream press picking him apart for it. This is where Donald can never win no matter what he does. Headline says this. Trump's economic team is bankers and businessmen. Now here's what's funny. Then they go, Donald Trump rails against Wall Street, but then he surrounds himself with those same cronies.
Well, at least some of them probably. You know, I mean, because you're going to have some Wall Streeters that, you know, they probably got some head on their shoulders.
Well, that's exactly the
and
point that Donald would make.
Globalists, you know, yeah.
And so what's fascinating is if Donald criticizes Wall Street, they attack him. Then if Donald chooses some key players at Wall Street that may actually have a clue, then they attack him and say he's surrounding himself with the people he claims he hates. You just can't win with these people. If he doesn't surround himself with anybody, they say, oh, he doesn't even have anybody with economic experience. Then he gets economic experienced people. And they say, oh, Donald's just surrounding himself with the enemy. How do you win with these ignorant people, Kurt?
That's a good point.
They're just hostile at every turn. Mm-hmm. Key Trump aide explains how economic plan might play out. In other words, this is what Donald intends to do. Trump's economic team is bankers and businessmen. Now, you got to have some of those people on your team. Or they just say, well, you don't have any experience from anybody. He brings in Fortune 500 companies. He brings in bankers. He brings in people with the economic knowledge that maybe Donald has or doesn't have. We can debate that till the cows come home. He then explains in very I don't want to say explicit. That's not the right word. Very detailed terms of exactly what he would do. Look, I'm going to put tariffs at the borders. Mm-hmm. I'm going to penalize the imports. I'm going to renegotiate our trade deals. I'm going to repatriate well over $2 trillion. I'm going to lower taxes and make our tax system simpler. I'm going to get rid of these incredible abusive regulations that are just choking our economy to death. Ask the Fortune 500 businessmen. We just can't function like this anymore. And then they go, you don't have a clue what you're talking about. So then he surrounds himself with all these people who do know. And then they go, oh, man, you're hanging out with bankers.
Yeah.
You're hanging out with businessmen. You're hanging out with people who actually know. What are you doing? See, these people are, I'm telling you, I am convinced the people in the mainstream press are absolutely ignorant and they're psychotic. I mean, what could Donald do that could have them go, you know what? I like that. And there's only one answer, Kurt.
Do exactly what they tell him.
And go on an absolute suicide mission for socialism and communism. They'd just love him if he did that. Otherwise, if he stands up for America First, he's a racist. If he stands up for economic solutions, he doesn't have a clue. If he surrounds himself with people that have a clue, then they're like, oh, you're ignorant. You're just surrounding yourself with all the people you hate. And then, and they just absolutely, at every turn, it almost makes me want to vote for Donald Trump. I'm not going to do it because I believe there are people who know more than Donald.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, the point is, Trump's economic team is bankers and businessmen. Then how do they run around and say he doesn't have a clue what he's doing? I mean, you got Stephen Moore. This guy's an economic advisor that's well known. We're talking about going overnight from one of the hardest tax corporate rates to one of the lowest in the world. We're talking about bringing in repatriating.
Mm-hmm.
Literally $2 trillion, Kurt.
Yeah.
And then these people are like, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. How do you cut taxes and not drive up the deficit? Well, you repatriate that money, $2 trillion, by the way, and then you put tariffs at the borders and renegotiate our trade deals. How is that not common sense, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
Good I mean, it's point. Beyond imagination. All right. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. On tap, as always. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate today. We need all your support. This nation shall endure.